Everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And welcome back to my training about Visual Studio Code for Mac developers. In next three sessions, we are going to discuss everything about JavaScript. We are going to start with JavaScript itself and we are going to see how to use JavaScript in Visual Studio Code. After that, we are going to discuss TypeScript and at the end, we are going to discuss Node.js. So let's start with JavaScript, and we already used C# in Visual Studio Code, and you know that in case of C# you have to install some extensions in order to get IntelliSense system, etc. In case of JavaScript, you have to do nothing, frankly speaking, because Visual Studio Code supports JavaScript by default, and Visual Studio Code even supports by default debugging for Node.js. So, in order to start working with JavaScript, you have to create a JavaScript file. So, let's create something simple like file1.js. Let's rename it to file1. And let's implement a simple function inside. I don't like to create, to open existing projects and edit existing files there. So let's try to create something simple in order to understand just all important features of Visual Studio Code. So let's create a fun function that just take a parameter and let's use this parameter in order to print alert. So nothing special, and you can see even on this stage that Visual Studio Code already supports IntelliSense system. So even if we start typing something like alert, you can see that alert is here. Once you use some JavaScript constructions, you can see that Visual Studio Code uses different colors in order to emphasize basic structure, etc. You even can find some snippets, code snippets there. For example, if you want to implement do while, you can simply type do while and you can see code snippets with a parameter. So it's really easy to use JavaScript. Okay, but we just edited one file. What about if we have another one? What about if we are working with a project? So let's try to create the second file and file2, for example, .js. And inside we are going to implement function f2. That without any parameters, and this function will invoke function f1. But if you start typing f1, you can see that f1 function is not in the list. It's because Visual Studio does not recognize any project yet, and in order to use IntelliSense system, all features of IntelliSense system, we have to create a project file. In case of JavaScript, we have to work with jsconfig JSON file. So let's try to create this file, jsconfig.json. And in order to understand how to fill this file, we can invoke IntelliSense system. So we simply have to click Ctrl space, and you can see that there is a code snippets that contains all needed attributes for our jsconfig.json. So in general, we have to provide just target. In our case, it's ECMAScript 6 by default, but we can change it to ECMAScript file, for example. And that's all. Now we can save jsconfig.json, and Visual Studio will recognize this folder and all including subfolders as a project. So let's open f2 function and let's start typing something. And now you can see that I have f1 function in the list because Visual Studio read all information from jsconfig, and because we did not provide any file list, Visual Studio will read information from all JavaScript files in this folder. If you have a complex project, and if you have probably several sub-projects and several sub-folders, you can create jsconfig.json files inside each of your sub-folders. So any subfolder with own.js config.json will be recognized as a separate project. And of course, you can provide additional settings, etc. So in general, if you use jsconfig.json, you can use a couple additional parameters. So first of all, files. In case of files, you can provide list of files that should be included in your project. For example, if we use file2 only, file2.js, Visual Studio will exclude file 1 from the list. So let's click save, let's open file 2 and let's start typing. You can see that we don't have f1 function anymore because file 1.js is not included in our project. Let's remove files, and one more important element there, it's exclude. If you are going to exclude some folders, especially if you have some working folders or if you have some sub-projects inside your working folder, you can use exclude. In case of sub-projects, I would not recommend to use exclude. In case of sub-projects, it's better to place own.js config.json and sub-folder will be automatically excluded from your current project. So in any case, if you have any utility folders and output folders, you can exclude. You can use exclude in order to exclude them from the project. And that's not all, frankly speaking. If you are talking about JavaScript, Visual Studio Code supports also different settings. So let's open code preferences, and as probably you remember that we can edit user settings for all JavaScript, not just JavaScript, for all Visual Studio Code projects, or we can use workspace settings in order to edit just settings for this current project. So if you open settings, you can see default settings, and if you scroll it a little bit down, you will be able to find a special category around JavaScript. So let's find it, probably at the end, TypeScript and JavaScript. So you can see that there are lots of different parameters related to JavaScript. And in some cases, you can find parameters that are set to true. In some cases, you can find parameters that are set to false and so on. And of course, you can try to use these parameters in order to improve Visual Studio Code Editor. So it depends on your preferences, of course. So that's all about default features. And in the next sessions, we are going to discuss TypeScript and we are going to discuss Node.js. And we will talk more about how to use type definition files. We are going to talk more about how to use Node.js debugger and so on.